show that's called the Big Bang Theory, and they watched it. There's a character on there, his name is Sheldon, and he's a bit dysfunctional. Sheldon has a spot, right? You are in for a spot. This was Elaine's spot. Last night, at the funeral, I said hello to Mark. How sorry I was for his loss. And he said his mom loved her church family. And that made me start to think about family and about our spot in family. Depends on what family you were a part of, the way that you understood your life. Maybe you were a child or a grandchild. Maybe you were a brother or sister within that family. Maybe she was a teacher. You were part of that family. Maybe you were part of a larger community and a part of that family. Or a part of this family. She had a spot within all of those families. And that's how we understood her. Sister Nancy, who read the first reading, knew her from high school, from college. He knew her in that spot. Probably could tell a lot of stories that many of us would be interested to hear. But now she has a spot in heaven. We're told in the gospel that the poor in spirit will be blessed, and there shall be the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall have mercy. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. And blessed are you. How do we have an idea of our spot? There are the steps. Jesus sat on the mountain and taught the people and taught the disciples and said, here it is, and went down the list. Now all of us that had the honor of being a part of one or the other or numerous of Elaine's families may understand how she lived those out. Now, periodically standing up here, I would have a brain cramp. And I couldn't remember what the next thing I wanted to say or some point. So I would have to ask Elaine. What was I about to say? And she would let me know. But when I think of the Beatitudes in so many ways, she embodied them. That's how I know there's that spot in heaven. That's what gives me courage, is when I see someone that has gone before me and has embraced so many of the Beatitudes. Someone who is meek, not to be interpreted for weak. But the weak, the meek in Greek, is a combination of two words, strong like steel, soft like a feather, gentle as a dove, cunning as a serpent. those two things come together. Our sister Elaine was a force to be reckoned with. That's why I am confident she has gone before me to prepare that way. She was a light that showed me how to live those Beatitudes. And that is my prayer for all of us, that we can learn from her example, that we can take heart, that we can mourn and grieve, which is not the same as despair, because despair is without hope. The last couple times I visited with her, she was unable to talk, except with her eyes. And she said a lot. And when I found that she had passed, as what death does for so many of us, it reminds us of those who we have lost, that we were close to. And I thought of my own parents passing. And I thought, I wonder what Michelle's last words were to her mother. And I said, I bet I know. I bet I know they were the same as the last words that I spoke to my mother and to my father. And those words were, I love you. So I just had to ask. And I said, Michelle, what were your last words to your mom? And she said, I love you. Elaine leaves a legacy. A legacy of faith, a legacy of friends, and the legacy of family. Can there be anything more? What is it that you hope to leave? That same legacy? Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. And blessed are you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain forever. Amen. 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 Amen.